Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are covering Trent Todeau versus Commissioner. The U.S. Tax Court decided this case in 2007. This episode is especially relevant if you own vineyard property, a winery, an orchard, or any agricultural operation. It is about how to classify the infrastructure you put in the ground to support what you grow. Leo and Evelyn Trent Todeau ran a winery and vineyard in Sonoma County, California. They operated as a sole proprietorship. When they invested in their vineyard infrastructure, they had two main categories of assets, and the IRS and the Trent Todeaus disagreed about how to depreciate them. The first category was vineyard trellises. If you picture a vineyard, the trellises are the support systems holding up the vines, posts and wires that train the plant to grow along a structure. The Trent Todeaus said these were farm equipment. The IRS said they were something else. The court sided with the Trent Todeaus. Trellises are like fencing. You can take them apart. You can move them. They are removable. The court classified them as Section 1245 property with the 7-year recovery period. The second category included wells and buried drip irrigation lines. These are a different situation entirely. Once you drill a well, it stays where it is. Once you bury drip irrigation lines underground, removing them would mean tearing up the land. These are permanently fixed. The court found that wells and buried irrigation lines are land improvements. They belong in the 15-year class, not personal property, not 7 years, 15 years. So the result was a split. Trellises at 7 years, wells and buried drip irrigation at 15 years. Two different kinds of vineyard infrastructure, two different classifications based on one key question: can you move it without major disruption? Now, why does this matter outside of Sonoma County vineyards? Because the principle applies broadly across agricultural property. Orchards, hop yards, nurseries, Christmas tree farms, any operation where you install infrastructure that supports what you grow. If the support structure is removable, the Trent Todeau case points towards 7 years. If it is buried and permanent, it points toward 15 years as a land improvement. Even if you do not own a vineyard, this case is useful as an example of how courts think about agricultural assets. It shows the logic cleanly: removable production support goes faster, permanent buried infrastructure goes slower. That same logic guides engineers working on many different types of farm property. There is also an honest point here. This case did not move buried irrigation into the 5-year personal property class. It kept buried infrastructure in 15 years. That is still significantly faster than 39 years for real property, but it is not the fastest class. Understanding that distinction helps you set realistic expectations for what a study on agricultural property can deliver. When your study covers vineyard or farm infrastructure, Trent Todeau is the authority that supports the classification decisions your engineer is making. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, take a look at the authority library in your report.